Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. It's your host, Jackie Zuck, and I am so excited to have you back here. And I wanted to say that I hope you enjoyed my solo podcast last week. I am the one woman show behind editing, and I re-listened to my podcast the other day. So Judy McLaughlin, you are awesome. Thank you so much for enjoying my podcast. I had my laptop crash, within the past 2 weeks. It's been a little bit of a disruption because it was my Bible for this podcast the past 6 years. And so I have moved into a bigger space. So if it sounds echoey, that's why. But all good stuff, starting fresh. But today I am really, really excited to have an awesome, awesome guest on the line, Nancy Zare. We're going to learn all about personality styles and how she got to where she was because she has a psychology background, but now she's a sales coach. And I talked a little bit about her last podcast, but she has really transformed my whole outlook on really meeting people online, learning about their personality styles in person, and figuring out how to sell to them, which is so inspiring. So just wanted to talk a little bit about that. And also, by the time you listen to this podcast, I am going to air it before Thanksgiving so you guys get to hear it, which is so exciting. I hope you guys all have a really awesome holiday weekend and make some, really good bargains of wherever you're shopping for Black Friday. If you shop for Black Friday, I was literally looking on Express yesterday, which is like one of my goals in life is to really be like a clothing ambassador for Express because my whole wardrobe is Express and the deals and steals on Express are just amazing. And everything is like sparkles and leopard and fur, faux fur, not about the real fur, but had to talk about that. So if you are into Black Friday, I hope you find some great sales because one of my goals is to definitely do some great shopping. And for more shopping, if you are local to Massachusetts in the New England area, come stop by December 10th at the AC Medford Hotel from 7 to 10. I think we have 2 VIP tickets left, but other than that, we have a great selection of over 10 vendors with hundreds of different gifts for your holiday season. So excited. Hope to see you there. And I am so excited to have the amazing Nancy Zare on the line. So stay tuned for the amazing Nancy Zare.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
All right, everybody. I officially have the amazing Nancy Zare on the line officially. We are so excited to have you, Nancy. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jackie. I'm excited too. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh my God. So excited to have you. And totally going to be transparent with my audience because I think being real is so respected. We literally just recorded a whole podcast and it disappeared. So we're starting over from scratch. So this is real life podcasting, everybody. But anyway, Nancy, you are so awesome. Thank you again for round two. So tell us a little bit about your background in psychology and how it led you to sales.
So, Jackie, I was born a psychologist. I know it's hard to imagine that, a little babe could be a psychologist, but I came into a family where there was a lot of chaos. My parents didn't get along. One of my earliest memories were, glasses breaking, cupboards slamming, doors banging. It was a violent episode going on upstairs, and I would be downstairs trying to soothe myself with, what could I do? I had older brothers. I was the only girl. It was kind of an unsafe place for me. And I was born a psychologist, and that's later when I went to college and I actually took my first course in psychology. It was like, oh my gosh, I've been watching human behavior and, trying to understand how people behave my entire life.
And you're so patient, you're so calm, you're so, you're really good at reading people. That's all I gotta say. super good at that.
You know, it comes from being the, you know, the last child in a family where everybody else was doing so much that's why I was reading. I was kind of watching and reading and trying to figure out what my place was in this situation.
Yeah. And it looks like, you know, as we talk further, you definitely found that. All right, Nancy. So with your psychology background, let's talk about you selling peanuts, because that was adorable when you shared that on the last airing. So your dad was a Mason, right? And then you walked around and sold stuff with him. So elaborate more on that for us, because I thought that was awesome.
So my dad was a Mason, and they raised money from time to time for charitable purposes. And here I was, a little girl, and they had little packages of peanuts in the shell that we went door to door selling. Now, I guess other children did the same thing. My brothers, I don't recall ever doing it, but somehow I did. And maybe being a cute little girl going door to door, that was the, you know, the selling point for sure. But all I know is I got a real charge from this. I got a high from going door to door selling the peanuts and raising money for charity. And not only I did it many years in a row, and then I thought to myself, heck, if I can sell peanuts, you know, I could sell something else. So I made potholders, handmade loomed potholders, and I went door to door selling them.
That's adorable. So let's, you know, now that you have created this whole sales business, which we'll talk about in a little bit, like at that age, like how old were you?
Well, I started at age 5.
I love it. So like, what were you selling them for? Do you remember?
Oh gosh. I mean, we're talking about 25 cents.
I know. I mean, that's amazing.
This is in the era when things didn't cost that much. And besides, I wasn't paying for my own supply.
Right. Good point. So you were just purely profiting at that point. Yeah. That's amazing.
I suspect my parents were happy to see me quiet and out of the way and not bothering them.
Oh my God.
And I'm not even sure if they knew I was going door to door selling the potholders. Although at one point I know they did, because I actually gave money to my mom so she could take a trip that she had longed to take to visit a friend. So yes, that's what I did as an elementary school kid.
That is adorable.
So I just want to develop a little bit more of the entrepreneur, because it continued beyond the potholders and the peanuts. I actually created a carnival in the backyard of my house where, again, I sold admissions tickets and so forth to raise money for the American Cancer Society. I started a girls club in elementary school because I lived in a neighborhood of boys and I needed girlfriends, you know. I, as a high school student, I started a French club. So this entrepreneurial organizational mindset was there at a very young age. And, you know, I look back now and I can see like the threads, but at the time, if you'd asked me, I didn't want to do sales. I thought that would be manipulative, you know, that used car salesperson. I didn't see anybody in my family life doing sales. It was kind of, demeaned, if you know what I mean.
Totally.
Yeah. So at any rate, I found myself, though, after getting into college, I majored in psychology. I actually got a master's in social work. Well, I took a position in which I was marketing and selling a service called employee assistance programs. Now, EAP, employee assistance programs, are services that help employees who have personal problems, starting with addiction or marital issues or financial concerns or legal problems. And we would help that person get the services he or she needed. Why were we selling these services in the workplace? Because when you have a personal issue going on, it takes a toll on you. And so you come to work the next day, maybe you haven't slept very well, you're grumpy, you're not focused on your work, you're doing a lousy job, you're, you know, not a pleasant person to be around. Well, this is affecting your work performance. Mm-hmm. So there was no question in my mind that I believed in helping people get the services they need in order to have happy lives. And so I applied for and was accepted to this position. And here I was selling. And again, I never thought I would be in a sales position. And I found, you know, but I believed in it. And here's what I discovered, Jackie. when you have unbridled passion in something, it's good to some extent, because obviously I didn't want to sell something I didn't believe in. On the other hand, to the receiver, that unbridled passion can sometimes be a real, you know, negative and a real roadblock, because they're like, wait, you're not reading my signals. I don't have a need for this. I'm not interested.
Right. So, you know, I have a question about that. So people that are very vulnerable and closed in to not talk about stuff, how did you get them out of their comfort to really use you for what you were there for?
Are you talking about in terms of the employee assistance?
Exactly, that program. Yep.
Okay. So there were two ways that people could enter the service. One, voluntarily, because they realized that they wanted help.
Totally.
And were looking for services.
Yep.
The other was involuntarily, when a supervisor would identify or their manager would identify that the work performance was off, mm-hmm. and then they would have a consultation, kind of like a, you know, they would basically say, look, your job is on the line. I'm going to have to write you up. I'm recommending that you get help through our free service over here. And it won't cost you anything, and it's confidential. I won't know what you're discussing, but you've got to focus on your job. So those are the two ways people got in.
That makes sense, because I was going to say, I feel like in the workspace, you know, people are very, I mean, not everybody, but I feel like more people are inclined to keep things in.
Oh, of course.
Right. So that makes a lot of sense. But I love, like, with the career that you took on with helping employees really find, like, the psychology behind work-life balance. And then with growing up doing sales, with creating fundraisers and all these things, you've now taken both of your passions and created your own business, which is so awesome. So tell us about Rapport Builders. And also, you know, we have to talk about how you had this dating service company, because that's amazing. So tell us about, you know, first tell us about Rapport Builders, and then we can talk a little bit about the dating service, because I think that's awesome.
So Rapport Builders, often when people see me at a networking event or they read the name Rapport Builders, they immediately think I'm in the construction business, and I have to correct them, because I'm not constructing buildings, I'm constructing relationships.
Yep.
And we have a saying at Rapport Builders that when there is no rapport, there will be no sales. But when you are in rapport, you will know sales. When you know rapport, you know sales. And hence, it's all about helping people develop quickly and authentically relationships that allow you to do business with one another.
So the name Rapport, where did that stem from? Like, where did you come up with, like, this was the name I wanted to use for my business?
So I understood that rapport was very special. Rapport meant that people felt comfortable with each other, because we do business with people we know, like, and trust.
Totally.
And so that comfort level was very important. And hence, you needed to feel and be in rapport with the other person in order to make sales.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike other sales coaching or consulting or training that gives you soup to nuts, like how to fill the funnel and how to handle objections and all this sort of thing. And, you know, I am focused on only one part of selling, and that is the relationship. If there's no relationship, if there isn't a feeling of confidence and trust in the other person, you're not giving them your money and doing business with them.
It's true.
I don't know what it is. You know, so that's why it, to me, rapport builders, building the rapport, is the basis of sales.
I love it.
Everything else will fall by the wayside. Then, you know, the objections can be handled when people feel like, you get me, you understand me, we're in rapport.
Right. And I think, like, you know, I just want to make a testimonial to you, but, like, you know, during our sessions, like, we reach out to people, you know, and, like, what I used to do all the time was, like, oh my God, like, how am I going to get this person to sign up for something? And I used to just not even think about, like, getting to know them first all the time, you know? Like, I think that that was a big thing, like, where you have really helped transform me. Like, Jackie, I think they really want to be, like, you know, not just reached out to you for a sale. Like, they want to know more about, you know, you, and really that you're caring about what their interests are, rather than just selling them offhand.
Absolutely.
So that has been really beneficial for me. So thank you.
Yeah.
So, all right, awesome. And then obviously it ends with a Z. So let's talk about Rapport Builders with the Z.
Yes. So as it turns out, I have used my initials, Nancy Carol Zare, NCZ. I've used those initials in almost every enterprise I have undertaken. And I realized that it started when I was a child and I used to do art pieces, primarily watercolors and that sort of thing. And I would sign my artistic name was Nan-C. Remember, my middle name was Carol. So Nan-C, Nancy. And it was kind of punny, kind of corny.
I like it though.
It was different and unique, mm-hmm. and I would put a little smiley face inside the C, you know, and that was my artistic name. Well, later, when I started my first business and I needed a name, it was N-Ovations, N-Ovations with a Z, Innovations, okay? And it was all about speaking and being innovative in the workplace, so I've had this, you know, using my initials all the time. And so with rapport builders, I will be candid. I did look up the rapportbuilders.com for a website and found that the S was already taken. But I had an immediate solution, and that was go to the Z, rapport builders with the Z. And hence, now I'm using that Z with everything.
I love it. You're really good with like abbreviating and coming up with creative names, by the way. I did just want to put that on the table.
Yeah, well, thank you. I am a creative person.
You definitely are. Definitely
and
are.
And a wordsmith for sure. I love that. So you were referring to one of these. Now, remember, I wasn't so good in sales and marketing when I was much younger. It's taken a while for me to learn. And so I had started a business called N-Introductions, N-Introductions, and it was to introduce people to each other. It was a matchmaking service, and the idea was to have four couples, four men, four women, because I felt that it was easier for people to somehow be among a group and talk and learn about each other than to be paired off immediately.
Totally.
So that was my idea with introductions and that way people could naturally find the person within the group that they clicked, or maybe they didn't click with any of them, and that was okay too.
So another creative name, very creative name. Just want to put that out there.
I know.
Bring that back. I think you should totally bring back that dating service, by the way.
Okay.
I think it's needed, and I think people would absolutely love it. So I think you should totally do it. Just putting it out there.
Okay. I get it.
I'm glad you heard. I'm glad you heard.
Start with me.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. That's the point, right? So you can go out and meet people. Dating people do this all the time. That's how they meet their significant others.
That's right.
I love it. Okay. So let's now deep dive into, now we know what Rapport Builders is. Let's talk about your amazing system that you have created, a likability. So tell us what that is. And then I'm so excited to share with everybody the personality styles that have come from that.
Okay. So a likability is the system that I developed to help people build rapport quickly and authentically. As it turns out, there are four different ways that people see the world, communicate, build relationships. And these four temperaments, which is what Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, he called them temperaments. These four styles have persisted. And, you know, more modern research has shown that there truly are these four kind of buckets of values and ways that we behave. Now, we're all a combination of all the four of them, but there's always one that's dominant in your work situation, one that's dominant in your personal life, and there's invariably one that is very recessive, like the caboose, that it just kind of pulls up the rear. It's not very well developed. So we're a combination of all four, just in a different amount and a different order. Mm-hmm. So the likability system is based on what I call the platinum rule. And so, Jackie, the platinum rule is different than the golden rule. Do you remember what the golden rule is?
Yes. Treat others how you want to be treated.
Yes. And that is great. That's humane. That is a good principle in our Judeo-Christian system, to treat others the way I want to be treated, because that means that I wouldn't want to treat myself badly.
Right.
But it makes me the center of the universe. Everything is measured by what works for me. So let me give you an example. With the holidays coming, you might want to invite a friend over for a meal and treat them really special. And your favorite dessert is chocolate cake. Well, if your friend is, you know, allergic to chocolate, gluten-free, and, you know, they can't tolerate dairy products, unfortunately, that chocolate cake that you lovingly prepared would kill the person.
Right, literally, right. Seriously, though.
Okay, so the platinum rule is treat others the way they want to be treated. So in this case, instead of making the chocolate cake, I would look for a gluten-free, dairy-free, you know, a dessert or maybe serve fruit that my friend would appreciate much better.
Yeah, I love that.
So the likability system is based upon the platinum rule. Treat others the way they want to be treated. When I was in sales for that employee assistance program, that's when I came across the book by Tony Alessandro, The Platinum Rule, and it immediately aligned with my values. I absolutely am in service to other people, care about communicating so that they understand. So this was very important to me.
And obviously it's translated significantly. So let's talk about lens. Let's talk about looking through the lens.
So the likability system is based, again, on these four, you know, those four types. And there are over 200 personality systems out there. I'm sure your listeners have heard of DISC or Myers-Briggs, or there are animals and vegetables and all sorts of different ones. Well, I created lens because I want to look through the lens of the prospect. And lens is an acronym. And I've teamed them so you can think of lens through the letter, the word, the descriptive word, or the color. So the L in lens stands for learning, and it is teamed with green because these people are brainiacs. They love the Excel spreadsheets, which tend to be green, and so they are focused on all things learning. They read, they absorb, they think, they're logical, they love the sciences, and so forth. And least your listeners think that only academic people tend to be, a learning style. No, we have car mechanics and fashion designers. Anyone who takes a deep nosedive into their subject area and wants to become an expert, that is the learning style.
Would you say lawyers are learning style too?
Some of them are because, again, they are attracted to law because of the research they can do.
Totally.
And they can go deep into that subject area. But there are other attorneys who actually like and are more what we'll find out is blue. They like the law and order and the system and the structure of law. So they're not always green.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right that there are certain occupations that are drawn to each of the four styles. So there are certain occupations that are drawn to each of the four types. And certainly with the green type, you think of the college professor or a researcher or, again, perhaps an engineer.
Totally.
People who are going deep into a subject matter. All right. So let's turn to the R.
For red, right?
Yeah, R for red.
Exactly.
E for energizing, because this is the person who is on fire. Hence, I teamed the red color with them because they are burning up with excitement. They love freedom. Now, in the United States, people came here for political and religious freedom, but this is economic freedom. This is the person who wants no ceilings, no restrictions, no constraints. They are impulsive, spontaneous, driven people. They want to go for the gusto, and they're always grabbing for, you know, the next bright, shiny object. I mean, you know, they want it all. They're very enthused, very excited, want to experience life to the full.
Yeah, and they are just constantly moving on to the next thing.
Exactly. They
right.
have a little bit of ADD, attention.
For real.
You know, and they're action takers. They're very driven and very competitive. They want to come out number one. And as a result, sometimes, Jackie, they're very self-centered because it's about winning. It's about me. It's
right.
about, you know, being the best.
Can you give an example in personal life of a red person, of a energizing?
Well, I think our president, our current president of the United States, is a great example of somebody who's driven to succeed and is into action. And again, very much, focused on what he wants, and he's going to get it no matter what.
Right, right. Good point. Very good point. But even like in a give me an example of like you in your personal life that would be an example of energizing.
So when I talked about the unbridled passion about somebody who is into sales and, you know, just in your face with, oh, you got to buy it. This is the best thing. You know, I know if this is good for you, you want this, you're going to be so good at this, blah, blah. That person is coming from a place of energizing from red. And if they're talking to another red, it's great. But when they're talking to the other three, doesn't work.
Right.
And So that's why people call sales a numbers game, because 75% of the time, right, one out of four, we're talking to our own type, but three out of four times we're talking to the other types.
Right.
And sales becomes a numbers game, because if you don't shift yourself to the other person's style, the other person is going to experience it as being pushy, aggressive, inappropriate, you don't get me, and I don't want to do business with you.
Right. So true. Okay, yeah. Let's go to networking.
So L-E-N. N in LEN stands for networking. And this is, they have hearts of gold. Hence, I've teamed up the gold color with them, because these people care about other people. They are relationship driven. They buy friendships. They buy, you know, communion. They're into communities, charity, helping others, you know, volunteer work, causes. Something beyond self, this is that kind of person that gives their all. They're very good at being in the background supporting a red. They love to help others succeed who are driven, especially if the red talks about a cause. They will absolutely be there to do the grunt work and make it happen, because they believe and they can get very passionate about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, they're all about people and relationships. They want to connect with the other person authentically, genuinely, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how, and they're feeling people. They're, you know, they emote a lot, and they can be very chatty,
right?
Very talkative.
Yep.
And then finally, our S in LENS, and I hinted at it before when we talked about learning, this S stands for stabilizing, and I've teamed it with the blue color because they become true blue. They are very loyal. They do not like change, hence the word stabilizing. They want stability, security, certainty, structure, a process, a system. They want to follow it along. And once they make up their minds, because they don't like change, that's where the true blue, they stay with you. They're loyal. They won't change, you know, et cetera. And they want things to be in order. Step one, step two, step three.
Yeah, could not be more true. And they tend to not want, right, well, you were saying they don't like change. Like, they usually stick with the same job, same people, same friends forever, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Looking through the lens of the prospect, a likability is not in the dictionary, but Jackie, you gave me a great idea about going to Wikipedia.
Totally think you should. Yep.
Yep. So I created this word, a likability, so I define it, and it is a skill. Hence the word ability. It's a skill that raises the perception of feeling a thought in the other person that we're alike.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that person feels we're alike, and you're looking through the lens and you're speaking their color language, now that person relaxes, the trust builds, the sales resistance drops away, and it opens the door to closing sales.
I love it. And it couldn't be more true. I mean, the quiz on your website, which, by the way, definitely share that too before I even deep dive into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The website is rapportbuilders.com. Remember, the builders ends in a Z. So rapport, R-A-P-P-O-R-T, builders with a Z.com. And for anyone who'd like to find out what your particular code is, not only what you're dominant in at work, but all four codes and the amount, that's a gift that I will offer you. It's normally a $100 assessment. But if you write me, Nancy, at Rapport Builders, it's yours for free. Or you can even text me. And shall I give out my number?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, totally.
Okay. 508 1-800-981-2315. So if you text my number and you say assessment, I will then be able to respond and give you that assessment.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. This is something that is just, you know, when Nancy and I first met, I was like, wow, like I learned so much about myself in that one quiz. So it's definitely worth checking out, seriously. So Nancy, let's talk about your upcoming amazing VIP intensive day. So tell us about, you know, what people can expect and what the day will be like. And it's on December 9th.
So Monday, December 9th, I'm having a program called Pricing Own Your Sweet Spot Confidently. And you might wonder, pricing, what is that? What has everything to do with sales, especially for the entrepreneur and the small business owner. When they get asked what they charge, there's usually a kind of a tightness in their throat, a pit in their stomach. They get a little sweaty and clammy because they're like, oh, maybe the person's not going to like the number I give them. And people lack confidence about their what they're offering as well as what they're charging. Mm-hmm. So this program is all about gaining confidence in knowing what you're going to charge. Also looking at whether you're charging for a single program or maybe they're being bundled or packaged. And everybody should have at least three services, you know, from high, medium, and low that they're offering in order to, again, deal with pricing issues. And the last part of what we're going to cover is handling that objection of, it's too much money or I can't afford it or, you know, why so much?
Right. And also, I think what we talked about even prior to was the importance of value and like starting high, which you're going to teach, rather than starting at your lowest selling point.
I know. Just yesterday, I was working with one of my clients and she has a number of services. And when she was quoting to the family what the service cost, she would usually start with the lower basic service. And I said, no, you got to start with the highest one. Because if you've done a good job of identifying with your prospect what their needs are, what their pain points are, and you've identified a good solution, you need to give them that ideal solution, not a watered down, well, this is a cheap form of what we can do.
Right.
You got to start with the top one. And when they then say, that's out of my budget, that's when you can say, well, as it so happens, I have another service. It eliminates some of the things we discussed, but it is a good service that will give you these other areas. And so you need to have a fallback plan. And that's one of the ways of handling price objection.
Totally. And I mean, just to even like come back to what we were talking about even prior to this, but like it just shows that this is my value, you know, like this is my initial value. But if you can't do it, we're going to figure out another way to make it work for the both of us.
When people raise the objection of price, it is almost invariably not the price, it's value.
Totally.
They have not determined that what you're offering is what they want. Mm-hmm. And either they think you can't deliver it or that they can't make use of it. And hence, there's no value in it. When they know that there's value, honest to goodness, people find a way to afford it.
Right. And you're only limiting this to 5 spots. You already have 1 filled. So if they want to reach out, they can do it through email. They can text you. They can follow you on social media at Nancy's Air, any of these places. And
they
it's
can go to Eventbrite too.
Exactly.
It's Eventbrite has this, it'll be up on Eventbrite as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Definitely recommend you guys check this out because it's not one to miss. And then you're also going to be doing a virtual one if they can't make the in-person, right?
Right. In 2020, I will be offering this again as a webinar. So regardless of where you live, or the weather conditions, this will be another opportunity for you to focus in and take a deep nosedive on pricing structure so that you will have the confidence not only to know what you're worth, but to declare it and be able to handle objections.
Totally. And another thing, Nancy, I wanted to add to the what you're doing is like you're so good at packaging. So like pricing, but also figuring out what should be together, you know, for like your offerings.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's definitely something of super value to anybody that's listening that definitely wants to know more information. So So awesome. Now let's totally talk about gratitude builders briefly, because that has been so game changing for my business. I love getting your cards. I got a beautiful card from you today, which I love so much. So tell us a little bit about this new service that you started.
So I am known as the master of follow-up. And when you think about sales, you've probably heard the expression, the fortune is in the follow-up. I believe Jim Rohn was the first person to say that. And so I'm always telling my clients that they have to follow up and follow up and follow up. In fact, it turns out that 80% of sales are made after the seventh contact. So when you think about that, it's like, holy moly, am I following up as many as 7 or 8 or 9 times? Most of us, it turns out half of us don't even follow up the first time.
Exactly.
And of the half that do, again, another half won't even try a second time.
Right.
So you have to follow up. And what I discovered, Jackie, is that cards get 100% open rate.
Mm-hmm.
So of all the tools that you and I could use to follow up, you know, voicemails and text messages and emails and so forth and so on, a card will actually get opened 100% of the time, because the person is surprised, like, oh, what's in it? You know, what
totally.
Does it say?
Totally.
You know? So they open them, right? At any rate, when I discovered that, it was like, oh, I started telling my clients they needed to send cards. Well, clients are saying, yeah, that's a great idea, but I'm too busy. I don't have time. So I realized they needed a done-for-you system. And that's what Gratitude Builders is. It's a done-for-you system. It's basically a virtual assistant who will send out cards and gifts on your behalf to your prospects and to your customers, so you stay top of mind.
Can you talk also about, like, how it stores all the addresses, all people's birthdays, anniversaries, all that? And you can add photos. You can make it so special rather than just a standard card.
Exactly. And the reason why, especially the cards that I send, get saved is because they are personalized, not only with the message that is personal and from my heart. But, you know, you could write that and somebody says, okay, yeah, a store-bought card, and it gets tossed. Mm-hmm. But when they open my card and they see their picture on it, or their business logo, or their book cover, or something that's very unique to them, they don't throw away that card, Jackie. It gets saved. It gets put on the bulletin board. It gets placed on the desk. And, of course, when other people come and see the card, they're going to look at it too, which gives you recognition. And I carefully, on the back of the card, you put your branding, who you are, and your contact information. Well, this is a great marketing piece that stays with your customer or prospect for a long time.
Yeah, I can totally attest. I totally have some Nancy cards on my desk right now.
For years, people will tell me, I still have your card. It's, you know, dusty, but it's still here.
Whatever. But you're completely right. Exactly. Nobody's going to throw out something that has to do with themselves, because then they feel like, oh my God, I'm throwing myself out, basically.
Exactly. And these cards, like you said, there's a system whereby the contact information, including the history of the card, is saved, along with birthday, anniversary, the names of spouses, children, and so forth, so that you now have a contact management system that will cue you when a birthday's coming. And this allows you to be a hero, because you can send that card on time, which many of us fail to do.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. Yep.
And so this is a great way for you to, stay top of mind. And again, make yourself outstanding and do it in a very personal, heartfelt way.
Totally. And the system also, like, you can pick gifts to send with them too.
Exactly.
Which I love.
The gifts range from like $1, so they're not going to break your bank, to as much as $150 for that very special client. And one of the ones which, Jackie, at some point I'll need to send you is a Starbucks gift card, because there's a card that says thanks a latte. And this is when you team it with a Starbucks card, it's just dynamite.
Yeah, it's adorable. I love it. But even for the holiday themes, like the Halloween one you sent me was adorable. Like, they just are so creative. Like, you're creative, and then they help make the process more seamless for the creative.
It's so true.
Which I really love.
for the busy professional who knows that they want to stand out and follow up and be noticed, cards is a great way, and Gratitude Builders is a service that will do this for you and also send gifts. And by the way, we do talk to you ahead of time, so we know how you normally sign cards. We can upload your signature so that it is very personalized and it's coming from you.
Yeah. And I could not recommend this service more, which is why I brought it up, because, you know, people don't get mail the way that they used to. So mail today is like so special, like even more than it used to, because everything is so digital now. So that's why it's so valuable. So I just wanted to make sure to bring that up. So Nancy, right. How can they reach out?
We call it mailbox love, by the way.
I love that. That's adorable.
Yeah.
So how can they reach out? I mean, you have a Gratitude Builders page on Facebook, don't you? A group?
I do. Actually, Relationship Builders is a closed Facebook group. And if you'd like to join, I'm happy to have you participate. We do various programs throughout the year of expressing gratitude and enhancing relationships. I do one on follow-up in that group as well. So if these are support that you can use, you know, come join us. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, definitely, definitely worth joining. And Nancy's everywhere on Facebook. Nancy Zare, Rapport Builders with a Z, Dr. Nancy Zare on Twitter, Instagram. She's everywhere. So definitely be sure to follow her and reach out to get more information. All right, Nancy.
And I'm everywhere because of Jackie. Jackie is outstanding and extraordinary. And I've been working with her for about a year. And she's the one who's taught me how to be visible and present and be authentic on the social media. So thank you, Jackie.
I love it. I wouldn't have changed anything, Nancy. You are a natural now too. You are blowing up even beyond my help. So I am so proud of you, I have to tell you. All right, let's play some game time. There is no limit to how you answer them. This is just a really fun way for all of us to get to know you outside of your super awesome career. So Nancy, what is Nancy Zare's favorite TV show?
Well, believe it or not, it's professional football.
I love it. Love it. And we talked about this earlier.
I got my love for professional football from my mom, not my dad.
So funny.
My mom was a big fan. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. So, of course, we watched the Cleveland Browns. But having moved here to New England, I am definitely a Patriots fan. So what can I tell you? That is my favorite.
Amazing. So who is your favorite player? We didn't get into that detail.
Oh, my favorite player. Well, actually it's, Julian,
Edelman.
Yeah.
Love him too.
You know why I love him so much? Because you can see in his eyes, the drive, the determination, the certainty that he's going to perform his best.
Totally. So what is his personality style?
Well, I don't, you know, when you're playing a game, I mean, he's got to be energizing.
That's what I was going to say. Totally, probably, right? I mean,
however, I suspect, and again, this is where I told you, don't be surprised that the learning style, you know, is not just for academics. It can also be for athletes. And, you know, the fact that they study so intensely, again, I haven't spoken to him, so I don't know what he's like off camera, but he might indeed be a learning style.
Interesting. Well, it's true because they're always thinking of new ways to make plays and like watching what other people are doing. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So
Bill Belichick for sure is learning style.
Yeah.
Hence, that's why he doesn't smile. That's why he answers things as he does, as curtly as he can, because he doesn't like the limelight and he doesn't want the attention.
That is so funny. What a fun fact of the game time. I love it. Yeah. So cool. Okay. What is Nancy's favorite food?
Ice cream.
Okay. Awesome. So
ice cream.
Let's talk about the ice cream, different types that you would choose. Your first choice, second choice, and where do you get them?
Well, I am conflicted between chocolate and strawberry. See, if it's a really deep, dark Dutch, you know, chocolate, oh, yum, yum, yum. Haagen-Dazs right now has such a flavor, and it just makes my mouth drool.
Oh, my God, Haagen-Dazs. Yeah, love Haagen-Dazs.
And then as far as the strawberry goes, I love the farm fresh ice cream that's made in the local farms here in New England. Like Kimball's Farm, for example, makes amazing. Because not only is it very strawberry in flavor, but there are chunks of the strawberry in the ice cream.
So good. Love it. Okay, being a fashionista that you are, let's ask this fun question. So if you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Oh my God, it's fuzzy pajamas.
I love it. And you got, what are you going to put on your feet?
Fuzzy socks.
Oh my God, I love it. So do you have a favorite pair of pajamas that you would wear? Which one are they?
Well, right now it sweats with the fuzz in the inside, so I can feel it, right?
Oh my God, love those. Love those. Yeah, they have to be warm and cozy.
It's got to have bling on the front. You know, like it's got to be decorated and with color and, you know, glitter and, you know, bling of some sort, because that's who I am as well.
Totally. The energizing, colorful. So, right. I mean, obviously today, too, you were dressed up beautifully for our podcast. So like when you go to, you know, when you go to work, any workshops or even events, you're always dressed up so nicely. So that is totally the red energizing in you. So what is your go-to outfit in a work setting?
Well, I try to wear my color brand. And because I mentioned the green, red, gold, and blue, I try to find outfits with all four colors.
Love it.
And I've been very fortunate to find some tops and a jacket that actually has all those colors. Now, I am not energizing as my first code. I'm very much the gold as first code, but people will always guess that I am, you know, that energizing person because I dress like it.
Right. I love it. But you're red second, right?
I am. Well, sometimes I even think I'm red third.
Yeah.
I bring up my red because I know how important that is for sales and how important that is as an attraction device. But I'm the brainiac too.
I love it. I was going to say green. If you weren't red, you're definitely green second.
And so, but I have to tell you, the green isn't always my favorite, you know, communication style.
Right.
Because sometimes the green, like the green is aloof and the green is, you know, feels threatened by other people, you know, and it's all about ideas. And as you know, I am definitely, not that person. I'm really about connecting and relationships and loving on one another.
Totally. Cool. Cool stuff. Okay. Who is Nancy's celebrity crush?
It's got to be Denzel Washington.
Oh, love him too. What's your favorite movie with him in it? Love it. What's your favorite movie that he did?
Oh, too many to name, right?
I know, but pick one. Pick one that stands out to you.
You know what? My mind has gone blank right now, but...
Okay.
I just know that there's a presence and an authenticity how he delivers his line and a genuineness, you know, and he's good looking.
Yeah, he does not age. We can definitely say that. He does not age at all. Mm-hmm. He has great looks. Great one. Okay, so if you won $1 million tomorrow, what would be the first three things you would do with it and why?
So number one is I would either buy the house I'm living in or I would buy a different place to live because the place I'm currently living in does not allow pets, and I am dog deprived. Unfortunately, a few months ago, I had to let go of my animal and my dog, and I moved to a place that doesn't allow pets because for various circumstances, and I just need to have my dog fixed. I
totally
just
get that.
And other people's dogs don't do it for me. It's gotta be mine.
I totally understand that. I totally understand that.
I mean, I love animals when I meet them, you know, dogs, cats, you know, et cetera, but I want my own. And then the second thing I do is invest in my business because I know there's so much more I could be doing to promote and help people, especially those people who are insecure about their sales approach. They're coming across as pushy or aggressive, or maybe they don't know how to ask for the sale because they're, you know, leaning back and feeling like, well, I shouldn't ask. It would be taken the wrong way. I really want to invest and help these people gain this skill.
I love it.
Because that will help them so much.
And it's so needed.
So needed. Yeah. So needed. Especially by people who are, quote, not natural salespeople.
Right. And to be honest, I feel like a lot aren't.
They aren't.
Yeah.
And we need their gifts.
Right.
We need whatever it is that they're offering us in terms of services and products. And then finally, the third thing is that it would be charitable. And I've for a long time wanted to fund a wellness center where not only would we be able to give away alternative wellness treatments to people who financially were in need. But we'd also provide training and apprenticeships for people who wanted to learn some of these alternative treatment modalities. Mm-hmm. And there are so, so many that most of us are unaware of. We never talked much about this, but it's obviously a real passion of mine that people have good health. And I believe that there is something there natural that can help us. We just need to keep looking for it.
I totally agree. All right. Speaking of you being, you know, a wellness guru that you are, and you bring this amazing water with you everywhere, you have to share about the Nancy Special Water.
So this special water that Jackie's referring to, and if you've ever met me, you know that I do carry bottles with me, and I'm happy to share it with you. It's ionized water. It's 6 times more hydrating than regular water. It's alkaline, and inside our body, we're meant to be alkaline. And it's also full of electrical antioxidants. And I mention electrical, meaning they don't have to be digested. They can immediately combine with the free radicals in your body. And the free radicals they create premature aging and disease. So this water is obviously a very healthy water. In fact, it has all the properties of glacial water. And if you're interested in learning more about how it is that water could be more hydrating, I'm happy to go into that details, but not on this podcast.
Yeah, no, it's just so fascinating. I wanted to bring it up because I think it's something you need to ask Nancy about, because it is amazing. And she brings it to every workshop she attends. So I love it.
I do. It's a gift. It's a gift of life and health.
It is. I love it. Okay, so fun. All right, final question of the show. So what is your favorite destination you have been to, and what is your bucket list destination next for you?
So I've had remarkable trips to one to Italy and several times to Mexico. And I love going to these places. Why? Because the people are so warm and welcoming. And, you know, I'm all about relationships, right? I'm a true gold. And the other thing that especially about Mexico is the color. I mean, again, I love bright, you know, highly saturated colors. And of course, the Mexican people are so joyful and, you know, are artistic in expressing themselves.
Totally.
Where I have not been to and I would love to go are some of the islands off the coast of the United States and South America. There are so many islands. Of course, there are also islands, I guess, off the coast of Africa and Europe too. I have not been to these islands, and I would love to experience again the hospitality of the people and of course the warmth and the beauty of the island.
Yeah, you know, you brought up such a good point that all the islands are so colorful. You know, I never thought about that. You just, you know, you made me think about that now. I'm so fascinated.
Yeah, well, and I don't know if it's something about the sun, maybe when you have more sun, there's more color opposed to as we go into the northern climates where, you know, there's less sun and hence we tend to be more into the darker earth tones.
Totally. Well, I was going to say too, I mean, I could be making this up, but like when you're happier, aren't you more inclined to do things that are more colorful, like want to be around more color, want to wear more color? Do you believe that to be true?
That sounds right to me as a psychologist.
Yeah.
I'm putting my stamp of approval on that.
That's awesome. I love it. Because I'm just thinking, like, when you're on vacation, you want to be around, like, light, everything that's colorful. So, yeah, that just totally just had to put that out there. I love it. Okay, so final question of the show, which I totally wanted to ask. So what was Nancy's becoming next on scene moment that you were in the right field for your business?
My moment, I guess it was when I was working with a client and they had that aha and they got it. And it was like, oh my gosh, what I am offering can make a huge difference in people's ability to better their lives.
Totally.
I'm all about that, Jackie. I'm all about giving to others. And, you know, I say every morning, it is my mantra, I am uplifting people to their greatness.
I love it.
And that is truly, you know, my creed. It is my mission.
Yep. And I think, you know, you have many becoming next on scene moments because each client has a different experience.
I know. And it's so exciting. Like when we were talking and we had texted somebody and they answered right there during our conversation. So it was like we knew we were on the right track. And
it's
we
so
were
true.
Connecting with these people in a way that was building the relationship and leading towards a positive, outcome.
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, literally, like, just so as we're closing out, I just want to say, like, if you have a potential prospect, like, Nancy can look at their picture and tell you how to sell to them, which has just been mind-blowing for my business. So I can't say better things about you, Nancy. Thank you so much for coming on today. I'm so excited to have you come back on in 2020 so we can talk about your amazing book that you're launching. But tell everybody again how they can reach out to you with your phone, your website, and social media.
Okay, so Nancy at Rapport Builders with the Z at the end .com. That's how you can reach me, by email, by text. It's 508-981-2315. And of course, all the social media, LinkedIn, Twitter,
Facebook,
Instagram, et cetera, Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's Nancy Zare.
Yep. And Relationship Builders and Rapport Builders. She's everywhere. Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you everyone so much for tuning into Next On Scene. Definitely reach out to Nancy for her awesome up and coming VIP intensive. Learn about her upcoming book. Stay tuned where she's speaking. She's always doing something awesome. So thank you again, Nancy, and stay tuned for who's next on scene.